Blog Talk Radio.
Computer buffering. My bad. Let it go a little bit too long. Trying to get this Twitch thing going. What's going on, people? It's your man, Beach Bum Gun, live on the off ramp, March 16, 2023. I hope wherever you're at, you're in good spirits, good health. We are live on Twitch, I think. I don't know. I hope so. I don't see myself, but... there we go. I think we're live on Twitch now. Shout out to all the folks in the Twitch. Let me know if you can hear me. Let me know if you can see me. Let me know if things are going good, going bad. So brand new for us. So bear with us. Oh, fucking up the mic all that. Welcome to the Off-Ramp Show for the people by the people, show that embodies the people, show where me and my folks get together, wrapped out the week's mathematics. He was popping in these streets, he was happening in the in life. I don't know about the, I don't want the numbers to be shown, so I'm not sure, yeah, if you see these numbers, then, look, my bad if y'all remember this point. I'm trying not to put y'all information out there. So you know, my bad. But the good thing is, you know, I hope y'all don't get no spam calls. Hey, I keep fucking up the mic. My bad if y'all getting that feedback. Again, a little scatterbrained. Just walked in the door. Kid had a late practice. Food coming. That robo-vac going on. I got basketball games all over the place. It's been a wild night. But thank you for joining us. Welcome to the off-ramp. Me and my folks get together right about the week's mathematics. He's popping in these streets, man. Try to have a good conversation. We try to hide the names and places, names and faces of the innocent. I don't want none of y'all get fired. We try to make sure that everyone's safe and good company. We try to have a good conversation. We started the show because most people like having these deep conversations and funny conversations and serious conversations on the internet where you're just typing. It's tough to get your thoughts. It's tough to get a good back and forth when you're on the internet. So we started the radio show so you can call in and have that these types of conversations. So welcome. Let's have these types of conversations. If you want to call in, 319-527-6060. You can hit us up on all the social medias and all that good stuff. Let's just get to it. Again, you can hit us up on Twitch now. Right now it's under Beach Bump Gun. I probably need to change it to the off ramp. I'll probably have my baby sister do that. But for right now, just deal with the shit, man. We got folks on the line. I got my man Blur on the line. Blur, welcome to the off ramp. How you holding up tonight?
Oh man, you know me, blessed and highly favored as always, man. Glad to be here. Thanks for having me on once and again. I mean, living life, man. Live, laugh, love, love, laugh, live, all that good stuff.
Good, good. Glad to have you on. Glad you're in the building. Make sure you tell your little shorty. I don't want to be dismissive, and I don't want to minimize it, but please tell your shorty to hop on Twitch and see if she can see us. I need feedback to see if what's being showed and what's not, so I can fix it. Got my man New York.
I'm looking at it right now. Actually, I just got on it.
All right. Well, let me know if you can hear us out there in Twitch. Watch your feedback. I got my man New York, New York in the building. New York, New York, welcome to the off-air. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. I'm actually on the way. I'm on the road on the way back home, so I might be popping in and out of these conversations, but glad to be here.
Uh-oh, you headed back home. Everybody good?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, be safe. All right, man, we get right to it. We always got a bunch of different topics, a lot of different things to discuss, a lot of different things that come to the table. First thing that I want to get to, you know, I always say that one of my greatest qualities, and I don't want to be selfish in that matter, but it's a self-reflection joint. One of the things that I think is positive about me is I'm a very argumentative type of person. I know that. Not in a mean way. I just like having discussions, part of the reason why we started this. But I'm always open to be wrong. I never feel like I can't admit when I'm wrong. Even when I'm like all the way to the positive on one place, if I find out that, hey, something happened that changed my mind and I feel like it was wrong, I have no problem admitting it. I don't have that pride gene that a lot of people have that says, oh, I said the answer was A for 5 years. Now that I found out the answer is B, now I have to give an excuse. No, I was just wrong. I was just wrong. And I apologize for being wrong. So now I am coming to apologize to all the chemtrail conspiracy theory people out there. I all thought you were batshit crazy. All you thought that these planes and these smoke things behind these planes were these chemicals that were poisoning in us, and especially because it used to come from people in the military. I never got it. Y'all were in the military. Why are you complaining about chemtrails? If you believed in them, why are y'all flying these planes? It didn't make any sense to me. These chemtrails, conspiracy theory, I thought all you people were crazy. And they released a video of the Russian plane hitting the American drone. And sure enough, that plane shitted out a whole bunch of smoke. And I said, you know what? They were right. Now, it doesn't mean every time you see smoke behind a plane, it's a chemtrail. But when I seen that plane shit out that smoke to try and blind that drone before it ran into it, I said, oh, it's a chemtrail. They were right. Every time they looked up in the sky and said, see chemtrails, they're trying to poison us. Now, I don't know if that's true. There's levels to this. I don't know if every time these planes, I don't know if we got people flying these planes trying to poison our food and water, but it's a possibility. I just seen a plane shit out a bunch of smoke. It was definitely eye-opening to me. It was like, oh, man. They really got a weapon that they hit a button and they just shit out smoke. You can put anything you want in there, I'm assuming. So the chemtrail people probably right. Blur, did you see the video of the Russian airplane shitting out smoke to blind the drone? I never understood that, though. Why would you try to blind the drone? Like, there's no one in there. Like, it's just going to fly through the smoke.
You know, I ain't going to front. I have not seen it. And you keep saying this word chemtrail. I'm like, I'm shocked. Contact fools, I think I know what you're talking about, but I don't even know what that is, man. You might be speaking a different language.
Oh, you've never been a part of you've never heard the chemtrail conspiracy?
Nah, this is all brand new to me.
All right, so long story short, whenever you see a plane flying high, depending on who you talk to, if you talk to a scientist, if you talk to somebody in weather, they'll say that the reason why there's a trail of smoke behind it is because of the temperature difference. The exhaust of the plane is hot, but the altitude of the plane is below freezing, like 20 degrees below freezing. So it's just like when you see those videos in Russia when they got the boiling water and they throw it out in, you know, 20 degree below weather, it becomes snow or ice and it looks like a cloud of smoke. That makes sense to me. So what these people were saying, these conspiracy theory people were saying, is that's not temperature change of hot exhaust, cold altitude. The government put chemicals in these planes, are releasing chemicals just like they do on the farmlands when they spray the chemicals on the crops to plants or release pesticides. They're saying these fighter jets are releasing chemicals to poison us and brainwash us. And I didn't believe in them. I still really don't. But when I seen the fighter jet of the Russian airplane do it to the drone, I said, they might be right. There's no way for me to tell them that they're wrong. So interesting video.
Chemtrails is supposed to be a thing that they can, like, it's not just smoke. It's supposed to be, like, purposely releasing gas from these planes?
Purposely releasing chemicals into the atmosphere to poison us and mind control, Debo. You just gotta look the conspiracy up. Let me see if New York's heard it. New York, I know you're driving, so if you can't rap, just be silent. But have you heard of the chemtrails?
I actually haven't, but I just looked at the video, and I just think any type of smoke like that at that high altitude, it can't be good for the ozone layer.
No, we can have that discussion because no one cares about the ozone layer anymore. I got my man MX. Hey, be careful looking at videos while you're driving. I don't know if you're in the passenger seat or you're behind the wheel, but just be careful. I don't want you looking at videos while we're talking to see what we're talking about and get your eyes off the road. Be safe out there. We got my man MX Money in the building. MX, welcome to the off-ramp, man. Do you know anything about chemtrails and the conspiracy theory? And don't forget to send me that link.
Hell no, man. I don't really pay too much attention to those, man, conspiracy theories, man. But that's a new one, especially because if you ever watch, like, the Blue Angels fly, they release those thrusters all the damn time, and they'll do them right in front of you. So I can't imagine that someone would think that all of a sudden in an air show they're potentially just poisoning you just because. But I guess there's a conspiracy theory for everything, so I'm not surprised. But yeah.
See, and that's the interesting thing. The conspiracy theory people that I'm closest to, and they're my friends. Like, you know, I think dearly of them. I think they're crazy for thinking this, but, you know, other parts of life I think they're great at. They don't take their kids to these air shows because they think they're releasing chemicals. Hey, shout out to my mom who's on the chat on Twitch. She's the first person on Twitch. Shout out to Mama Gun. Mama Beach Bum Gun. But yeah, they don't take their kids to the air shows because they think they're releasing chemicals. So I can't believe y'all never heard this. I thought this was like a common conspiracy theory. What's a common conspiracy theory?
I don't know, but I mean, yeah, I don't know. Because they purposely do it. Like, they purposely do it. So I don't know how. Like, that's crazy, but okay. Yeah. But so
okay.
What do they think about cars then? Like, what do they think about cars? Like, they got exhaust.
Well, there's not a trail of smoke in these cars.
Yeah, you have a tractor trailer, be having black smoke running through that joint down there halfway down the damn Highway. I just thought, at least some of the ones that I've fucking seen, but I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I don't believe in it. But when I saw the Russian plane shit on the drone, I thought they might have a point. Can barely hear Blair, but I sound good. Can barely hear everybody, but they sound good. Shout out to Mama Mama Beefbone Gun. She's giving me feedback on what people can hear. So it's tough to hear. Okay, from the Twitch, keep in mind it's tough to hear y'all through the Twitch stream. So try to speak up as y'all comment. I know it's a very relaxed environment, but I'm trying to plug in two systems. So, you know, try to speak up when y'all have a conversation. They can hear me good, but it's tough for them to hear y'all. So we'll work on that as we go. Shout out to the Twitch folks. Keep giving me comments so I can hear, so we can fix it on the Twitch. All right, so first topic, let's get into it. Let me go to the group. New York, I know you're driving, but is there anything specific you want to discuss tonight?
Nope, let's get into the topics.
Okay, got Blur, anything you want to discuss? Well, MX hasn't been on a while. Let me check in with MX before I go to you, Blur. MX, anything specific you want to discuss tonight?
Nah, man, let's just get into it, bro. Hey, but go Duke.
All right,
Blur. Big win.
I mean, we'll talk March Madness, but since you said no, then I'm going to give the floor to Blur. Blur, anything you want to discuss tonight in particular?
Oh, man, you know I always got topics, man, and things to talk about. My mind just be going. Like, it feels like it's been a while, man. You want to start with the Oscars recap? I don't know if if DJ C-Siren in the building or not, but I feel like she'd want to be a part of that.
DJ C-Siren is just walking in the door. She had to work tonight, so she's just walking in, so she's got to take her clothes off. Yeah, shout out to Twitch. This is the first show that I've done with pants on in a long time because I didn't know if y'all could see me or not. I don't know how y'all get it to see me, but let's hold off the Oscars for a couple minutes until DJ C-Siren gets comfortable because I know she'll want to discuss it. So let's leave that for the second half of the show. You got anything else on your menu? Blur, I'm talking to you. All right, I don't know what happened to Blur. Let me jump back to the other side. Blur's still on, so Blur, you got us on mute, yo.
Nah, guess he all he had was the occupation.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to Blur. His phone must have froze. Blur got an Android, so it might got a cut off. So while Blur gets back in the chat, we'll discuss something else. So March Madness, it's that time of the year. I think it's the greatest sporting event in America. I know the Super Bowl is up there. The Super Bowl has all the commercials and the propaganda. My Eagles were just in the Super Bowl. But because America is so divided on teams, I feel like the NCAA tournament is the greatest sporting event in America. I think we all become fans of, because there's so many colleges, we've all gone to different colleges, even though me and MXtra in New York all went to the same college, Blur went to a different college. But because we see so many different faces and kids, this is the first time where the traditionally power schools go against some of these small schools, and these small schools, if they're hitting their three-point line is a difference. You can see upsets. We saw some upsets early today. Furman, big upset. Princeton, even though Princeton is traditionally a good basketball school, still an upset. I think March Madness is one of the times that the entire Union of America gets by and just enjoy watching kids play ball. And there's a lot of different topics inside that. I would like to get into to where talent has gone? Is this March Madness as popular as others just because some of the power schools don't have the talent like they used to? With NIL, there's a lot of talent moving to the SEC. So I just want to get y'all feelings on March Madness and what you think about my initial statement. Let's start with that. Do you believe March Madness is the best American sporting event? Yes, no. Give me your opinion on what you think is, if I'm wrong. And I'm actually, I'll go to you first. What you got?
So, I guess if you want to say sporting championship, because I don't know if it's just the event, right? Because event things is like singular to me. And that what I think would be football, right? If you just talk about the event or the sporting event would be football for me. But in terms of the championship, I want to say yes. But I think that only applies if you're talking U.S. If you're talking about the world, I would say it would have to be the World Cup, just because of the magnitude and the amount of countries that are participating in that. But if you just say purely championship, championship series in the U.S., then I would say, yeah, absolutely. It's just too much intangibles, too much emotions, raw emotions from young college students. And I think that you can't duplicate that in any way possible, even if you wanted to try. Because from a professional standpoint, I just don't think you get that raw emotion. And it's rare that you see the amount of upset that you would in the NCAA tournament. So, from a U.S. standpoint, to answer your question, I would say yes. Globally, though, I would say it would take a backseat to the World Cup.
I agree. I mean, I agree with that. I think the World Cup is World Cup for the world. But I was specifically talking American. That's why I said greatest American sporting event. Maybe I didn't say that. And I thought it in my head. New York, you agree? Best American sporting event?
I don't know if it's the best, but it might be one of the ones.
Well, what do you think's better?
Look, I can't even call it. You know, I don't watch sports like that.
That is interesting. What's the best American event to you? Rolling Loud?
That could be one of them. Look, I like the March Madness tournaments and everything like that because I like to see people put in the brackets, and I like when the brackets get messed up for people. That's what I like.
Okay. Like when they messed up. You can't be so negative. Blur, you back?
Yeah, man, my bad. The dang on Bluetooth. I have two sets of Bluetooth headphones in my bag, and I couldn't find them and which one it connected to. I was sitting there scrambling. I couldn't get to it fast enough. But to answer your question, I think we got to define greatest. Because, I mean, March Madness is big, and it's dope. I do think it's lost some of its luster since they expanded the tournament. I think the old format when it was it 64 or whatever it was, I thought that was dope. And, you know, a 16 beating a 1, which I think never happened before, I think, like really meant something. I don't know if it really means as much now. So it's up there. But I think probably by sure numbers, I mean, the NFL playoffs, man, especially like when you get into the later rounds, like that's when you get out to the Final Four in the NFL, I think that's bigger than anything in March Madness.
But see, the Super Bowl is so one-sided. Like, take this past Super Bowl. It was Eagles, Kansas City Chiefs. Most people will watch the event, will watch the Super Bowl, but they have no rooting interest. Mainly Philadelphia fans and people who hate Philadelphia fans and Kansas City fans are the ones who have a rooting interest in the Super Bowl. The NCAA tournament, because it's such a big gambling event, because it's so many people who are just rooting for the small kid, I feel like there's more people rooting for something to happen in the NCAA tournament versus two teams and watching the Super Bowl. Do you disagree with that assessment?
I do. But see, I was talking about more than just the Super Bowl. I was talking about more in the last two rounds of the playoffs. But I do agree. I mean, I do disagree with you when it comes to the Super Bowl because I think people know NFL players. I mean, I know they don't know them as much as, like, NBA, but these are people who are known. So even the most obscure, far-out, just smallest fan, oh, Brady's in the Super Bowl? I know that name. I want him to win. Or I don't like him. I want the other team to win as opposed to Davidson is playing Monmouth. I don't know anybody from that. I don't even know these schools. Where is this stuff is at? Okay, yeah, it's cool because it's March Madness, so I'm going to fill in a bracket, but I like red and white, so I'm going to click the red and white team. Like, that's not really a rooting interest where someone who actually is like, yo, I know the name Patrick Mahomes. I don't like his brother, so I'm going to root for the other team. I think it's a much more people who do that in the Super Bowl level than it is for people who actually care. I think really care about March Madness. I mean, it's a big thing, and I know it's like, I'll say historically, because I don't even remember when they expanded the tournament, but I think years ago, before the tournament expanded, it was like a thing, and maybe I'm just a little bit further removed, but I just don't hear too many people caring or even talking about it that much. And I think it's because it's too big, or not even too big, but it's like, it's expanded, so I think once it gets down to the smaller, a little bit later in the round, and you're down to just your blue blood, your power five, when people start paying attention, and by that point, you maybe have one Cinderella team, if that. And so some of that rooting for the smaller team, the smaller school, is already gone.
See, and I guess that's where the usage of research will come in. See, I would think more people would be interested now because you see so many upsets. You see Furman beat a big school like Virginia. Whereas later in the round, you're kind of just, oh, there's a bunch of big schools left. You rarely have a small school. Sometimes you have some in the Final Four and Elite Eight. But I would think more people are watching now, and I could be biased because I'm just a sports fan, so I absolutely watch. But I feel like March Madness, because there's so many games on, like when you see, oh, Furman is really playing with Virginia, let me tune in real quick. Texas Southern is sticking with Purdue. Let me turn in real quick. I can't believe, are we about to see a Cinderella team? That's what the term of Cinderella team. Whereas in football, you're kind of just waiting to see if your team is playing somebody, and if your team is not in the playoffs, you kind of don't care. Well, you're kind of just watching it, but you don't care. I feel like more people care about what happens in March Madness just because of the Cinderella effect. But I reserve the right to be wrong. I've never done research. I don't really know. MXer, do you think the Cinderella? Well, go ahead, Blair. Go ahead, finish your thought. Then I'll go to MXer and see if he got any comments.
Yeah, cause I want to get MXer's thought on this too. And I want to give credit where credit's due. Bomani Jones, I was already thinking about this, but he said it on his podcast, I think Monday or yesterday maybe. NCAA basketball is just down across the board, and it's because people have so many other options. Overseas, G League, Overtime Elite, the league we talked about here, where it's like for high schoolers, and they forego their NCAA eligibility to pay there, to play there and get paid. Like, they have so many other options that the top talent just ain't in college basketball no more. And, like, the one person you know of is the dude from Alabama, and you probably only know his name because he's involved in a murder trial, or a murder, not even on trial yet. Like, so even though people might just know Cinderella story or upset small school, I feel like the expansion of the tournament has kind of watered that down a little bit because so many schools are in. And on the opposite end of that, the people who actually care, that number has dwindled because the talent ain't there. The talent is elsewhere. You probably got more. I would think you probably have more people following high school rankings than high school athletes. DeJuan Wagner Jr., Bronny, Carmelo kid, Dwayne Wade's kid. I feel like you might have more people following them. And I'm almost certain you got those kids in high school are more popular than the people actually playing in the NCAA.
All right, and that was the next place I wanted to go with this tournament, because I think that's a different conversation what I'm having now. But let me get M-Extra, you got any comments on it? New York, you back, just so you know.
Yeah, that's a lot. I think there's something. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you go.
Can you hear me? Okay.
Yeah, you go.
I think there's something to be said. I think it's something to be said to what Blur is saying. First, my point is, I mean, there's over 70 million brackets that gotta get filled out. So the tournament is still popular as I don't know what, man. I mean, I'm just going to put that out there. I just had to do a quick look up. Every year, 70 million. And so I don't think the NCAA tournament is less popular, right, when you got 70 million brackets getting filled out. Not to say that 70 million people are watching because people fill out multiple brackets, but when that's that interest still there, I think that is still one of the most popular things going around, right? To your point about, you know, who's popular, has it lost its luster because people don't know, I think that it's not necessarily has to do with the NCAA. I think that's just because you have amateur laws and that people have to follow in the NCAA that high schoolers don't, right? Because they haven't signed up for the clearinghouse yet. So if I'm a junior and I'm out here trying to get exposed, I got TikTok that I can do. It's so much from a social media standpoint, a fans page, all this kind of stuff that back in the day no one got or had access to. And so now today, you know, a simple TikTok can get a million views because of something that you did. And then so if you bring up somebody like LeBron's son, I mean, come on, if he wasn't LeBron's son, right, we really wouldn't know who he was until his senior year, and he would be getting all kinds of attention about whether he goes in the NBA, overseas, or to a top-rated college team. But because he's LeBron's son and you got LeBron going to the games, that means cameras are going to be there. That just means that he's going to attract that type of attention. So everybody that you named had a star attached to him. It wasn't he was the star. It was because his dad was, right? So I think that's a little bit unfair comparison because I just don't know if you're given the just due for all the rest of the high school athletes that could be on the same level, even better than Bronny, right? But just because it's LeBron's son, of course he's going to get the hype, right? Of course he is. And I'm not saying he's sorry, he shouldn't. I'm just saying that it's just an extra element to that, right? So the thing about the names and popularity and all that other kind of stuff, I think that's what makes the tournament good because you're watching it for the love of the game, and that's what I was talking about when I say raw emotion. That emotion that you get from the competitiveness that's happening in the NCAA tournament is pure raw. You won't get that in a professional sport. I don't care what sport it is. It's professional. You're going to do it for the money. You're not going to I'm not saying they're not going to play less or not give it their all, but let's be honest, right? There's a reason why Lamar sat out, right, where he could have played. In college, because you're trying to get that next level, you're playing through some of that pain that you would never play through in the league. You just wouldn't, right? Like if LeBron was in a tournament right now, he would be playing. But this dude is out here dancing at a concert, but in the boot in the can. Like, he's not risking it like he would if he was playing in the NCAA tournament. But to your other point, because I know I feel like I'm contradicting myself, because you have seen a trend in football where they're sitting out bowl games because of their draft stock, right? So you see that trend,
But I seriously don't see nobody saying, hey, I'm not going to play in the NCAA tournament because I got man hurt and I'm the number one pick coming out of college. I just don't see that ever happening. You're going to play in the NCAA tournament, right? Like, you're just going to. So I just – that's all just my initial thoughts about everything that you just said.
Okay, we got my man ABC on the line. ABC, welcome to the off-ramp, man. Been a while, man. Glad to have you back. What do you think about March Madness?
Yo, man, I don't even really pay attention to it. I know NSU is in it. I'm one of those people. I don't get it. Huh? They got beat?
No, they're not. They lost. NSU lost to Howard.
Damn, I'm late.
Howard, it's me.
I'm late.
So Howard was in it, and then Howard just got their ass whooped today by Kansas.
Damn. So I'm late with it. You know, honestly, I don't really get into March Madness until you get closer to, like, the Sweet 16 because that's when the storylines come into play. They kind of educate you on the different players. Just for the person that's not, like, an avid, you know, watcher of college basketball, you can kind of get the story behind the story when it gets to that point, and then it kind of piques my interest because now I'm invested in the different players out there. So, you know, I'm not really one to ask about March Madness until it gets close to the Sweet 16.
Man, that's interesting. I'm always amazed about people have, like, no interest in sports. I would think the casual fan will be more interested now just because of the random teams that are in it. I mean, and just to shift the topic a little bit more, with Blur saying, I kind of agree with, I wonder if the NCAA is being hurt because a lot of players have different options. You know, like the best player who would be in college, damn, what was his name? Damn, it's funny. I was just looking at videos of him today, Pauls. He's in the G League, and he out there killing. It'd be nice to see him on one of these teams doing his thing, but he's in the G League making money. So, you know, the talent of college has definitely dropped off.
But hold
on real quick, ABC. I'm just trying to figure out a way to get to this point. Though there's not as much talent in – there's not as much basketball individual talent in NCAA like it used to be, because that used to be the only option. The competitiveness of schools remains the same. The event itself, it's still the best thing, I think, in American sports. Just because, as Ed Mechtcher said, we have 64 teams, 10 kids per team. So you basically have close to 700 kids who are going to put everything they got into this tournament. And it's win or go home. Nah, hey, shout out to my nephew. I'm not talking about Wembanyama because he's foreign. He's from France. There's another kid who I think is going to be better than Wembanyama. And I, for some reason, I can't think of his name right now. But the fact that these kids, especially the basketball kids, have so many different options, I do feel like it sucks that the NCAA tournament doesn't have these kids because this is the time that they would showcase. Like, it would be these kids' individual times on the big screen to showcase their individual talents, and we don't have that anymore. But you still got a bunch of kids just fighting, you know, and I just think it's such a great thing to watch. Blur, you got anything else? I mean, we can move on from March sadness, but I think that I don't know, man. It's a great event, man.
You know, NBA did it.
Let Blur get in. I'll come back to you, agency.
All right, go ahead.
Oh, no, that's cool. I was going to say, I do think it's still an event. But, yeah, I mean, I know they slightly expanded. They're going to expand it more. I just can't say it's the best sporting event in the country when the talent's not there, thus the interest is waning. And I think they're not doing anything to stop it. I mean, they're just not. To address what MX said about Bronny being attached to that, that's absolutely right. Obviously, he's attached to LeBron. And if he wasn't LeBron's son, he probably wouldn't be getting as much attention as he is. But there are some other ones. You got, damn, I said his dude's name earlier and I just forgot it. But dude, he was getting interviewed and on all the sports shows and everything like that. They set him up with the tennis player. I think they were trying to make a love connection, but she kept saying she was already dating YBN Cordae or whatever his name is. And then you got the Thompson twins is another.
Cordae went to Towson. Go ahead, Blair. My bad. Shout out to TU.
I mean, is that where he met the Asian girl? I mean,
that's why people go to school. That's just black people. You understand that there's other people in this world.
Understand.
But go ahead, Blair.
But yeah, I mean, if it ain't a black woman, we don't want it anyway. I mean, so, you know, to each his own. Happy for YB and Cordae. Good looking for him. Got himself a millionaire. It's all set. But you got, like, the Thompson twins, who are expected to be lottery picks. They are, and again, that may be a byproduct because they're in the overtime elite thing. So they have this massive, big conglomerate pushing them on social media. And then you got the other dude. So I think that the high schoolers are gaining in popularity, and then they're not going to college or they're doing other things. And there's nothing hyping up or pushing NCAA athletes. I feel like all that is going to bring down the popularity and interest in March Madness.
And I'm going to go to ABC next. But, Blur, let me ask you one simple question. Because this is what I believe is happening. I believe the interest, and just let me know if you agree with me or not, the interest in NCAA basketball is waning. The interest of March Madness, the event, is still as popular as ever. Do you agree or disagree?
I disagree.
Okay. You know, it's okay to be wrong. ABC, what you got?
No, I was just going to say that I think that the NBA did a good job, and again, that was another thing that maybe hurt the NCAA is, you know, with this new playing tournament, man, it is making these games at the end of the year a lot more interesting. So, like, you know, like y'all been saying, I just think that the NCAA has been kind of, you know, weakened. But like I said, you know, I think as they get closer to, you know, getting the teams down to a certain number, you know, that's when all the storylines come into play. And, you know, I think, you know, then as a country, you know, we all pay more attention because everybody likes a good story. So I think, it'll pick up momentum as we get through the tournament.
Okay. All right. Well, that's about it for NCAA. I don't want to bog down. We can talk sports all night. You know me. I think sports is the most interesting topic. But we got DJ T. Sire. She just got in the door from work. DJ T. Sire, welcome to the offer. We live on Twitch tonight, baby. Yeah, but there's no video. I think they're just seeing everyone's phone numbers, which is not good. So I don't know how to change it.
Good evening.
Now, Blair wants to talk about the Oscars, so whenever you finish your evening and you get settled, mosey on this way because we really need the microphone. We got to talk Oscars. But we'll save that for the next couple minutes. Blur, what's on your next topic? Oh, well, let me just go around the room. Near, do you got anything left on NCAA?
Nah, I'm all good.
MX, you got anything?
Nah, I think we beat the dick.
I think we're good.
Okay. ABC, you got anything else?
No, I'm good.
Blur, Blur. Finish the topic and get us on another topic. What else you got? We're saving 20 more minutes.
I put it in the chat. I don't know if anyone looked at it, man. Did y'all see that they captured, say, saved, rescued a submarine? Submarine has 6,000 pounds of cocaine They said it worth about $87 million. It was two people dead and two people injured, barely alive. Did anybody see this story?
Yeah, I saw it when you posted it, and I read up on it as much as I could. It's amazing how much money this stuff is worth, but how poor conditions it comes through. And I mean that when it comes to, like, most of these, you know, drug cartels and the way they get it into America. And it's really just like, you know, the fact that they got submarines and stuff now. You know, we saw that in Bad Boys 3. Bad Boys 2. You know, they got boats and stuff and submarines and stuff. And it always amazes me. Like, this stuff will come in and it's worth $100 million. But the people bringing it in look like they're all poor. It always confuses me, but it was a wild story. But go ahead, bro. What's your deep dive on it? Were you just shocked?
Not really a deep dive. I wanted to know what y'all think happened on that submarine. Like, because they said, they didn't, at least the story I read, I don't think it said exactly how the two people died, but they said the other two might have been injured from, like, fumes. I can only imagine what's happening on that submarine. Like, do you abandon ship? Do you surface? Do you start tossing stuff and have to deal with the cartel? Like, I feel like that's a major motion picture right there. Just like the 24 hours of having on there in that submarine, you got $87 million of cocaine, 6 pounds, and four people. And, like, either they try to rob us, they try and kill us, the other two, or we suffocating, and we don't know what to do with this coke underwater. Cocaine underwater seems like a great movie.
Yeah, Cocaine Bear. Go ahead. Who want to talk? ABC.
Yeah, that was me, but I can let him talk.
Oh, go ahead, M-Extra, go ahead.
Nah, what I was saying was just that from the story I read, before I saw what you posted, it was about fumes. It had a fume leak, and we died of breathing that carbon monoxide. Like, I mean, and I feel like if it was a submarine, really, like, well, how did they come to surface? Because it looked like they was coming to surface to get air, like, because they realized that giant wasn't safe to be, you know what I mean, just sitting in there. So I feel like the dudes were at least smart enough to surface the job, because I feel like that's how they got caught. But, you know, they're definitely going down with that submarine. Like, you don't want to live. I mean, you're not going to live anyway, right, because you got caught. So you're going to die regardless. So I feel like the people who they get to traffic these things don't have not much to live anyway. Family's desperate. They probably kidnap a mom or their sister or somebody so to make them do it anyway. So it's like, you know, I'm not surprised of the conditions of the people who decide to do these things, especially coming from those countries where, you know, the cartels can pretty much make anybody do anything they want. If you care that much about your family, you know what I mean, you're going to do whatever you need to do. And if it can give you a little bit of a cut to get you one leg up, why not, right? Take that risk, because what else do you got to lose? So I was just more curious of that piece, right? Were they really smart enough to, like, surface to clear the, like, their fumes because the two people died? Or did they just – was it really just a malfunction that caused them to kind of surface? Because I just don't see how the Coast Guard would make a submarine surface, like, unless they had their own, right? Like, I that's the part of the story I missed, or I didn't read anyway.
See, I totally disagree. At ABC, I'm going to come to you next, but I just want to have this quick comment for M-Extra. I don't understand why the cartel put the $87 million worth of product on a boat, on a submarine. I would think, what's the best way to say this? If I have 80s, me and you both know people who are like black ops, jump into the middle of a country, kill a bunch of people, destabilize the country, and get out, and no one notices. Me and you both know people like that, I'm not sure. Why wouldn't you offer them like $1 million to move this much cocaine that's worth $87 million. Like, you're still going to make $86 million, and they could probably get it in and out without a problem.
But see,
like,
that's,
why would
that's,
you put,
it's not worth,
put
it's not worth 87
in a submarine that has a leak and not spend $4 million on the submarine that can stay down in the water.
But it's not worth $87 million on that submarine, right? That's like saying a car, that's like saying a Corvette's worth $80,000 sitting on the factory line. Like, that's not true, right? It didn't cost $80,000 to make that car, right? So
bro,
to make that product, it's not $87
million. Okay, $40 million, take it in half. It's still worth $1 million worth of expense. You mean to tell
the
me
the cartel paid well? From what I've heard and what I've seen, I watched an interview with the, I don't know if y'all might have seen him circulating on social media, the white guy who did a bunch of prison time, used to, like, traffic for the cartel and everything. He was saying, like, they have people at the border, $20,000 a month, like, border agents. And the cartel was like, hey, we're going to give you a license plate, one license plate a month. All you got to do is when you see this license plate, just wave them on through. And he said he don't know how many border agents they had, but the border agent was getting $20,000 a month. It's just one license plate a month. That's all you got to do? Yo, that's – they clearly they're not afraid to break bread to get their product moving.
Oh, no, not at all. Not at all. And, again, listen, as someone who was on the border, it's not hard to
hey,
do. I mean, it's hey. Really it,
hey, real quick, M-Extra, I'm sorry to interrupt. I want you to finish your comment and then go to ABC. I got to take care of my kid real quick. So I need y'all to talk for like 5 minutes while I run away. Go ahead, M-Extra,
gotcha.
And then ABC.
Yeah. What I was saying was that somebody, you know, I worked at all the border patrols down in Texas, and, you know, that's why I'm kind of scared to go to Mexico, to be honest with you. But yeah, that ain't hard to do at all. Like, I mean, like they basically flag cars based off of their own suspicion. So I feel like you definitely can turn, you know, one of the agents. I mean, you would just have to know who the agent is and hope that he's working at that lane and not working at another spot, right? Like, because, you know, there's so many different sections of the border crossing. So you would need to definitely coordinate so to know, like, he's at that spot to send the car through because, you know, there's, like, pre-primary, then there's primary, then there's, you know, then the other side, too, right? And then there's the people who do the inspections, and then there's also the people who actually scan the people that walk across. And so that would take a lot of coordination, I can see how $20,000 will make you move. That my point was just that, you know what I mean. From a submarine standpoint, I felt like that's big money. I don't know what happened. Maybe they just didn't. They thought that it was working, and then they don't because I seriously don't think that they're in the sub business, right? So I think that the mode of transportation was one that they just thought that maybe it was a trial run, but they to move that much product on a trial run, it's crazy to me. But the people to what Beach Bum was saying, the people that they choose and why they want to trust somebody, because, again, some people you can't buy, and other people, the smart ones, they need to keep, right? So they going to get them knocked. Why would I take one of my top lieutenants or the person who's actually – you know what I mean? That can make me another submarine and put him on that motherfucker. Like, if he gets caught, I can't make another submarine. So, of course, they're going to have to get somebody that's expendable. You know what I mean? Whether they die or get locked up. So, that's all my point is. But you know, that's what I'll say. But what does everybody else got, though?
It is ABC. You know, I just Googled, you know, Google's our best friend, History of a Mule. And one thing it talks about is in many parts of the world, because of their ability to withstand hardships and perform work under conditions too severe for many other draft and pack animals. So, you know, when we talk about mules, we're talking about, like you said, expendable people who, you know, are basically throwaway. And, you know, those cartels, they you know, they almost like, you know, like Fortune 500 companies. They spend a lot of time in what they call that, in research. I forgot what Apple calls it, but basically in their research department, developing different ways to do what they do. And I'm sure they have some other ways to do things that, you know, maybe more are more expensive, but clearly they have come under the understanding that this type of, you know, submarine with somebody who's expendable is a, you know, a cost for, or is a risk worth worth taking. And then I know Jason ain't on the line, but
no, I'm here.
His point about, okay, your point about, you know, people who can, you know, go incognito in the middle of the night and jump into a spot, you know, not known. You know, these are people who also have the infrastructure of the federal, I'm assuming, federal government, military, some type of agency who's backing them. That gives them that ability, and that gives them the ability to, you know, a wealth of support, whether it's intelligence gathering, whether it's, you know, the technology that they're given, the coordination with different countries, all those different things that go into, it's not them. It's not just them, you know, they're not Superman being able to do these things on their own. They got about 50 people that made it possible that they can exercise with a high probability of success. And when you a cartel, yeah, money's not an issue, but the business you're in is going to really not provide you the assets that maybe the people you're talking about are, you know, afforded. So, yeah, that was just to bounce that back to you.
But ABC, understand what I'm saying. To destabilize a country, yes, you're right. You need a lot of the American government, or I'm sorry, I don't want to put their business out there, but you need that type of support with intelligence and all that stuff. What I'm saying is these people are pros at doing – hey, watch our background noise. These people are pros at doing stuff like that. How much you think it's going to cost to get a team of them just to move some cocaine across the border? Like, it's not like they have to now distribute the cocaine to a bunch of different people. It's not like they have to sell the cocaine. Like, all they have to do is get it across a border that doesn't have a fence without being noticed. You don't think a team of people can – I bet you they already know it. And, you know, I ask my friends if that's why they retiring because they out here moving that white. But I would think that – I mean, I played enough video games. I would think five Navy SEALs, maybe not 8 tons of cocaine or 9 tons of cocaine like Blur talked about. But if you're talking about, like, a pallet across the border without being noticed –
the cartels ain't into just moving the pallet. I mean, you might have some small, you know what I'm saying, but, you know, that's not what they're trying to move, man. You know, you talk about filling up a whole submarine, man. This is something you can't carry with four people. I mean, that's why they put it in water and build a machine that can just float. I mean, because that's the weight they are moving. And again, I go back to my point. Yes, Navy SEALs are trained, but, you know, they are much trained in a different type of, you know, they're rescued hostage situations. You know, they're on a target. They're not talking about moving a book bag that weighs 5 tons. That's not what they're trained to do. Yes, they could, you know, do a lot of things, and I'm sure in some type of way, shape or form, they could assist the drug cartel in certain operations, maybe with security or things of that nature. But when you're talking about providing cocaine for the whole United States of America, I just don't think that's what their specialty is. The specialty is create something that has a return on investment. You throw a submarine, if it gives you 10 good trips, that's 10 good trips where you got $84 million worth of cocaine into what you call it.
And then if one of them gets caught, that's just collateral damage, and we'll take it. And guess what? We don't care about the people who got caught. They dead to us. Keep it moving. So, like I said, I just think that they've done enough. They make enough money where they do enough research and enough in their own intelligence gathering that they know that reaching out to some Marines ain't the way to go.
Yo, did y'all know that the Mexican cartel has a PR department? Like, y'all saw that they put out a statement, right? How does the cartel put out a press release? What's going on?
Yeah, it's one of the greatest things I've ever seen. Like, you can tell the cartel has simple rules. Like, you can tell when the cartel realized they had killed an American and somebody who's the shooter, low-level part of the cartel, kidnapped the Americans, and they showed up back to the hideout with some Americans. The leader was like, what the fuck is wrong with you? We don't want the American government involved in this. We're going to have to, and now we got to put out a statement. Hey, didn't mean to steal Americans trying to get liposuction. Take them back. Don't come and look at what we're doing. It's absolutely phenomenal. Blair, you're absolutely right. The fact that the cartel can put out a statement, and like seven different cartels,
I don't know. Like, they always at war, so you got to be, like, I'm pretty sure somebody went in, like, somebody took over. Like, the one you always hear of is the Sinaloa cartel. That's the one all the TV shows and movies are about and all the documentaries. Like, you hear about them. I don't know if they're the only ones. But how you put out a statement and you, like, offer people up, like, yo, here go five people. We ain't going to say what was what, but, yeah, go ahead and take them. Do what you want with them, and, yeah, everything good, right?
Yeah, it's crazy. All right, so we got to move on. Look, we got about 50 minutes left. Let's get back into the subject. DJ C. Siren is eating some whipped cream. But DJ C. Siren, I need your input. Blur wants to talk about the Oscars. The Oscars happened this weekend. Unfortunately, no one got smacked, so it was kind of boring. But I'll give the conversation to Blur to start. DJ C. Siren, feel free to make your comments on what you like, what you didn't like. But Blur, go ahead and start the Oscar talk.
Oh, man. To start it off, my overarching thought, I thought it was a great show, a good show for production-wise. Nobody got slapped, but that was cool. They showed and they broadcast every award, or basically every award. They said they were, which is a big difference from what they've been doing over the past few years, which, like, yeah, you're basically saying, hey, everybody's winning an award, but these seven awards are way more important than everybody else, so we're only going to show you these. So they cut out the skits. They cut out more stuff from the host and got down to just giving awards and presenting. I like that. Thought Jimmy Kimmel was great. He cracked jokes on people. He cracked jokes on people he knew he could crack jokes on. He made fun of people he knew, people he had relationships with, and the people who he didn't have relationships with, the jokes were really, really lighthearted. I don't think we get less lighthearted than just talking about somebody's hair, but whatever. And, yeah, all in all, I think it was a really good show for the most part, for what it was. I mean, I think we may have had some shows in the past that had more exciting stuff besides just the slap. But I think a lot of that just comes to, like, we ain't really have, like, there was no 3-6 Mafia performing as hard out here for a pimp. Like, all we had was Rihanna singing that sad-ass song, so... All in all, I think it was a really good show. Like, I knew going into it, this was going to be the show for the comebacks. Like, hey, y'all wrote us off. We didn't write back. Like, that type of vibe. And that's what it turned out to be. So it was really dope.
DJ Cesar, what's your opinion on the Oscars?
Yeah, it was, like Blair said, they gotten so many complaints for cutting out the poor little sound editors and film editors and things. So, you know, they got brought them back so they could shine. But it was a lot less filler. It was just let's, you know, we'll have Kimmel do his little monologue. We'll do a couple little skits, but everything is pretty much straightforward. Which there was a year where they had each of the past winners tell a little story before. I like that, even though, you know, whatever. So, but it wasn't anything extra, which was fine. That's fine. Just let's do the awards. I'm good with that. But all in all, I thought it was fun. I mean,
New York, did you watch the Oscars? What'd you think?
I actually did get a chance to see it this year. So I really can't give an opinion.
Okay. ABC?
You know, I'm checking out here, man. I'm not really an Oscars person, so, you know, I watched it because I watched parts of it because the wife likes watching it, but I really wasn't that into it, to tell you the truth.
All right. And Mexico?
Nah, I'm still boycotting the Oscars, so I don't watch them shit. So,
so I watched some of it. I don't understand why it's such a... I can't rack my brain why so many people care about awards for movies. That's all subjective. So this year... it just feels like they give awards to a different race every year. So this year was the Asians' turn. Black people won a whole bunch a year before.
What?
I mean, I feel like black people won when Will Smith smacked Chris Rock.
Okay, Will Smith won.
I don't know if a bunch of people, black people, won that award, won that year. But this year was the movie everybody talked about got everything all aware at once. Everything everywhere all at the same time. I watched the movie. DJ C-Sire made me watch it. I appreciate it because it was different. It was a story that I haven't seen. The world is moving to this whole multiverse idea. So I think someone knows something about us being different people somewhere else. And but I didn't think it was great. Like, it's never, I would never watch that movie again. I think I will watch it again.
You're not talking about
the... And I'm going to let you get in, DJ. Sorry, because I'm going to let you have as much time as you want.
No,
baby,
no, but you're not talking about the Oscars. You're talking about the best picture pick.
Well, the Oscars itself is just, I think Jimmy Kimmel's always great, but the Oscars itself, it's just a bunch of people accepting awards. So that's what I'm saying. Like, so I'm just talking about the big award. So it won Best Picture. All the actors got a bunch of nominations, and they won. But the movie itself, I think I'll watch it one more time because it's a lot going on. But I didn't think it was that great.
What is that great?
Something you want to watch again.
So you've watched a picture, a movie. You've never watched a movie where you watched it one time and thought that was a really good movie, but you never really wanted to watch again? I have.
Slave movies.
They're really good.
Good
acting.
I don't want to watch them again because it's traumatizing.
Right. So, but you're saying that only a good movie has to be something that you want to watch over and over again. I don't agree.
If a movie's so good, how come you don't want to watch it again?
Some movies you just don't want to watch again.
Traumatized movies.
It's either because
this
of length.
This one wasn't.
It could be because of length. It could just be because, I mean, it could, but it could still be a good movie.
And I'm not saying it was a bad movie. If you're telling me the best movie that came out this year, you should want to watch it more than once.
I don't agree.
You should at least enjoy it.
I disagree with you on that.
Go ahead, Blair. Oh, hold on. Let DJ Desire. I'm going to let your lady go. Tell me why you don't agree, DJ C-Sign, and then I'm going to go to Blur on why he doesn't agree.
I just don't think...
It's like sex. You want to have it over and over again if you enjoy it. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I just don't... I think you can watch a movie that tells a great story, that has good acting, all of that above, that you think that whatever, you know, you feel like is something that is entertaining or whatever, and not have to watch it over and over again. I mean, I could name... a lot of movies.
At least twice.
No.
Not even over and over
again. Because what about bad movies? Okay, so there's some trash movies that I can watch over and over again. It's really just about...
Not trash. Name a trash movie you enjoy. But that means it wasn't trash.
Yeah, it is. In terms of,
I guess the hookup was great.
No, that's trash. I don't want to. I'm never. But I can't speak on it. I've never watched it. So,
House Party, great.
Oh, that's great. But yeah, that's great. But it's just different. Those are comedies. Those are shorter movies. It's just there's a lot of drama movies that you just that are really good, and it really is another level of acting. Then I got the hookup.
Tom Hanks falling in love with the white woman with baggy khakis. That was a drama. Great movie.
That's a rom-com. To be specific.
The only person funny is Dave Chappelle.
It's a rom-com.
It wasn't that funny.
It is funny.
Well, go ahead. Name a drama, True Grit. I watch it over and over. Ain't nothing funny about it.
I won't watch it over and over. It's not. That's
I think
not
y'all are.
That, I mean.
I think that's a really bad bar, bad rating to say if it's good or bad. If you watch it over again, because there are quite a few. I actually have purchased and have in my collection tons of movies that they're there if I ever want to watch them again. But I look at them when I'm scrolling through. I'm like, yo, I haven't watched this in ages. I still enjoyed it, just don't go back to it. The Sixth Sense,
right.
Great movie. I've watched it one time. I haven't gone back and watched The Sixth Sense.
Right, right.
You should. It's great.
Did you follow that?
It was, I agree. It was a good movie. But I'm not going back to it.
Yeah. Right.
I don't know if it's great or not. If you don't want to go back to it, then it wasn't great.
That's not true.
What?
You've made up the only
okay.
Reason why a movie is great is because you want to watch it more than once.
Answer this one simple question for me. Name something you enjoy that you don't want to do again.
Something you enjoy that you don't want to do again. I mean, when I was taking it there, whenever I'm done rubbing one out, I'm like, oh, I'm done with that. Not doing that again. But for that initial moment, it's like, yeah, got that. All right, man, let me close this laptop, man. That's disgusting. Ugh, look at all this tissue all over the place, man. I got to go wash my hands now. Yeah, so.
What yeah, kind of shit you doing, bro?
Masturbation makes you feel filthy. The first time I busted a nut in my own hand, I thought, oh, I got to do this again. And the sleep you get after is amazing. Go ahead, ABC. Just jump in. I asked this, and then MXR comes to you next, and then New York, New York. Name something great that you never wanted to experience again. ABC, you up first. I don't know if you got us on mute or not. I don't know what happened to you, ABC. MX, are you out there?
Yeah, I'm still here. Yeah.
All right, what you got? Nate, you got anything?
Oh, yeah, marriage.
Great answer. Great answer.
Yeah. Did you think marriage was great, though? Or are we just supposed to be married?
At the time, I did.
You thought marriage was great every single day.
I did.
Until the moment.
No. You said name something you'll do that you'll never, that was great that you'll never do again. My wedding day, I thought it was amazing. I thought we had a great time. I thought we had a great party. You know what I mean? I had a little bit of family drama, but I feel overall, I thought the wedding and leading up to the wedding and all that shit was great. You know what I mean? And then, you know, reality fucking set in and you know, you never fucking want to do that again.
Now I know you, so I believe you. And that's honestly a great answer. Because I thought my wedding day was phenomenal and I'd never do that shit again. And I'm still married. But would you have the same type of party with someone?
Yeah, but it would be under a different pretense, though. So yeah, absolutely.
Because it's just a party.
I don't have a party.
I don't think marriage is great. I think the party is great.
I mean, you can make a case for
it now.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, that's different context. Yeah.
How?
What do you mean?
Because the equation would be, all right, so I like this movie. So, yeah, I'm not going to watch this movie again, but I'll watch another movie. So that means everything is great because I watched another movie and I enjoyed movies.
Right, right.
Can we cut this discussion short? Can we get back to actual Oscars?
Yeah, because on that,
okay.
About Everything Everywhere All at Once, I thought it was, like the Oscars, it was very little surprise. I think everything, at least for me, if I wish I was gambling on this, because I think I would have hit, I would have been like 90%, if not more. I didn't have like any surprises. Were you surprised by anything that won?
No, but it was a innovative way to present those concepts. You know what I'm saying? Like it wasn't anything that was surprising, but I don't think it was that, even though it was presented as that movie, I was a little, okay, so I'm just, my little bit about it is that I had heard about it when it first came out. Gotta see it. I was like, this is right up my alley. I'm gonna love this. Oh my gosh, can't wait to see it. And then I watched it and I was like, okay, that was all right. Not bad. I liked it. I thought it was cool. But I wanted to like it more. I thought I would like it a little bit more. I thought it would be like amazing. And it was like, okay, that was cute. So I know, at least that's my take on it, and maybe that is because...
You know, weird doesn't mean good. I'm tired of you nerds. Just because something is weird and you don't understand it doesn't mean it's good. Look, what's the famous Jay-Z line? Just because you wear kufi don't mean that you're right? Yo, this shit was weird. It wasn't good.
You're right on the first part. Weird don't always equal good. That's two completely separate things. I don't even think this one was all that weird, but something can be weird and be good. Weird don't equal good,
like,
though.
I mean, I agree with that statement from Blair, but this was weird, and it was all right.
I mean,
Jamie Lee Curtis was weird.
I loved it. It was funny.
Indiana Jones kid was annoying.
He wasn't weird. He was like the most regular person in the movie, other than his alpha. Anyways,
the little mother-daughter.
But that was what the whole movie was about.
Soft, yeah.
I know, you don't like emotions. So, but my thing is, for people, it's just a perfect Academy Award movie. It has every, you know, category that you look for in terms of it just being different, it being minority Asian.
Shout out to the Asians. What's the Stop Asian Hate? Do we still hate the Asians, or did that pass?
No, I think they still
hate the blacks, though.
Well, always. But, you know what I'm saying? So it was just kind of like the perfect storm of an Academy Award run. And they really, you know, like I said, and that started really early on for when it was released, and it was already getting that buzz pretty early on. So it just, that was the thing about the Oscars. It wasn't surprising. I mean, if you watch any of the other award shows, you kind of could almost knew that they were going to run away with everything except for My Fellow Hamptonian and Thor, Ruth Carter, beating them out in one of the two categories that they didn't get an Oscar on.
I'm confused about, well, I mean, because everything all at the same time didn't have any, like, great special effects. The hot dog thing is the best thing. Black Panther, the amount of costumes it takes to make that was absolutely phenomenal.
Well, old girl had different costumes on when she was, what's her name?
Ruth made different countries. Go ahead.
I'm going to say, like, I don't think Everything Everywhere All at Once should have won for best makeup and costume, but I don't think Wakanda Forever should have won either. Wakanda Forever won that one, right? And I don't think they should have. Because it's a sequel. She's already done this. And I understand he changed it up a little bit. She had everyone dressed in all white. But I just don't think like that was.
I wasn't
feeling that one. I mean, maybe so. Maybe so. I wasn't feeling that one.
That's like I got to cosplay that Shuri funeral costume because it was banging.
Shuri, terrible actress.
I don't agree just because I wanted Ruth to win. And, of course, the notable fact right there is she is the first black woman to win more than one Oscar.
Really?
Yeah.
There's no black person. Is there a lot of people that won more than one Oscar? Denzel even won more than one Oscar?
No, black woman. Black woman. I don't know. How many Oscars has Denzel won? I don't know.
I think he only has one.
Is Training Day and wasn't there another one?
Fences, right?
No. There's not another one? It's just Training Day?
Jamie Foxx ain't won more than one Oscar?
Right. No, he got the one for Ray. That's it.
I think male, though, for some reason, I'm
Mel
saying.
Gibson? He's not black.
No. For male, for an actor, for male performance, I swear that there's another black actor that has gotten.
Michael B. Jordan?
No. We'll come back to that. Well, they kept saying woman, so that led me to believe that she was the first black woman. But, we can't come up with the man. What about Morgan Freeman? Morgan Freeman won for Miss Daisy and Driving Miss Daisy and...
I've never seen that.
Harlan. And then another one, maybe?
Shawshank, maybe?
I don't know.
I know he won for Miss Daisy. I don't know if he won for Shawshank. But either way, I like this lady. I think she did a great job. I don't think Wakanda Forever had the best costume designs of the year.
What do you think has?
Of the nominees.
No.
Let me go back. And this is another, like, cop-out, because I really thought my money was on Elvis. And I understand the same way I said that Wakanda Forever, because they did this, they had already done this, they basically just recreated Elvis's costumes, like, all of it was inspired by or exact replicas of what Elvis already wore. But I was thinking Elvis or It's All Quiet on the Western Front. It's a war movie. It's a World War II movie. So, like, getting soldier uniforms aren't really that difficult to, like, recreate that. But part of the movie was the uniform. Like, the uniform itself told, like, its own story. And so I thought that might count for something. But I was really thinking Elvis or All Quiet on the Western Front.
So Denzel did win two Oscars. He won for Training Day and he won for Glory. And then Marshall Ali won two Oscars as well for his Best Supporting Actor. For Moonlight.
Yeah.
Green Book.
Hold on.
Marshall Ali.
For what movie?
I don't know if I pronounced the name right, but Mashallah Ali won for Moonlight and Green Book, and Denzel won for Training Day and Glory.
There you go.
So a gay dude, a slave, a crooked cop, and a Civil War vet.
A chauffeur. Green Book.
He wasn't a chauffeur.
Will Smith. Green Book, he was a chauffeur. No, he was the piano guy.
The pianist. Oh, yeah, that's right. He was the uppity one. Yes. Yeah, so a piano player.
Okay. He was gay, though. Is the actor gay? Is that why he keep playing gay parts?
I don't know.
Okay.
But was he supposed to be gay in Green Book? Was he gay in Green Book?
Yeah.
Oh.
He was a gay pianist. He had a gay pianist.
Was he gay in Moonlight? I don't know. I've never watched it. I don't know which character was actually gay.
I know. There's a lot of gay characters.
Because he was the supporting. I don't think he was the main. I don't know.
Yeah,
I didn't watch Moonlight?
I didn't watch Moonlight. Once I realized it wasn't about the moon and lights.
Oh, gosh. Are you freaking kidding me?
Okay. So what else?
Okay. I think, was it Blur? Who presented it in the chat about...
Rihanna born as?
No, no. I don't know what scream Rihanna did live, but it was like she bellowed this, but that's all right. She looked good. So, I don't know what that little like rebel yell, that it was like a bellow scream. I don't know. She tried. And
worst category in the Oscars is when they pick best song.
Love the best.
There's so many movies that have great songs. I was talking to my man. Shout out to my man DJ B. You know, how did the New Jack Swing not win Oscars for all the songs they made for, like, Mo Money, Mo Problems, Strictly Business? Like, there's so many great. How did Berry Gordy not win an Oscar for any of those songs from The Last Dragon?
Hold up.
And
y'all
just boring-ass songs and all the boring-ass James Bond songs. Adele's still singing that boring-ass song that we don't know the words to. But y'all give it the whoop that trick?
Reparation.
We got
hold
stop.
Up. That was a great song,
Gordy,
man.
Was stuck.
Go ahead, Blur. What'd you say?
I said that was a great song, man. That was a good song.
Whoop that.
Yeah.
Whoop that trick.
It's hard out here for a pimp. So not necessarily whoop that trick, which was a different song, I think, but it's hard out here for a pimp is the song that won.
Yes, it's hard out here for a pimp.
It's not a good
The thing is it told the story of the movie. It was the essential.
So did
the essence of the movie was about it's hard out here for a pimp.
But it's not. He wasn't even a pimp.
Yes, he was.
I've known pimp. Well, he was a bad pimp.
He wasn't a real pimp.
He definitely wasn't a pimp.
Was
I mean, where do you think? So where did the white girl come from if he wasn't the pimp?
Yes, that was terrible. That was his.
Like
he wasn't a.
Yeah, bro. You don't remember the movie. I don't think you remember the movie, bro.
Nah, it's one of those movies I watched once. I didn't think it was.
Yeah, because it wasn't good. Clearly.
Because it wasn't good. So Angela Bassett, I guess someone put it on the chat about her being snubbed. So what's everyone's opinion or whoever has one on Angela Bassett not winning Best Supporting Actress for, let's keep in mind, the only acting nomination for a Marvel movie. Which
they all suck now.
Because you don't really get much acting. Great. I mean, you know. Anyway. So, but she did not win. And was this a snub or was this, or not?
Well, let me just check
in with you. What was the movie?
Hold on. I'm going to come back to you. I just want to check in with New York, because I know he's driving. I know he's quiet. But New York, you want to jump in with anything real quick before I jump back to M Extra?
Nah, I just want to know who won. Was it Jamie Lee Curtis?
Yes, it was Jamie Lee Curtis for Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. Yeah.
The best supporting actor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I just want to know why she won over Angela Bassett. I didn't see the movie or anything. I just wanted to know why.
Because Angela Bassett ain't do shit but die. Let's be real. She
I wouldn't say all
die.
That. But,
I'm
not familiar
with the movie y'all talking about. What movie y'all talking about?
Angela Bassett
was nominated for Wakanda Forever.
Oh.
You ain't watched Black Panther?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, I didn't know if that was her only movie. I didn't know. I mean, I didn't watch the Oscars, but I don't know. I don't pay attention to this shit.
You ain't watched Black Panther 2. You are part of.
No, I did. I watched it. I'm saying I didn't know if that was the only movie that she did, like, that was getting considered, you know?
That's it.
That's all
she
was, yeah.
Yeah, so Wakanda Forever. Go ahead. But, I mean, she didn't have that great of a part. But she's a great actress, though. I will say she had the best performance in Wakanda Forever.
But, I mean, all she did was die.
I mean, my thoughts was, when she was nominated, I was just like, they're just giving this to her because they should have given her an Academy Award with many other that she played. And I
but
thought
what,
it
but
was,
what should she have won for?
What's Love got to do with it?
What song was from there? Should that have been a song?
What's Love got to do with it?
Waiting to Exhale should have won an Oscar.
I mean, Waiting
to Exhale. The soundtrack?
Oh, yeah, the soundtrack, definitely.
Did Bodyguard win an Oscar? And I feel like it had to because that a white man. Sorry, I'm getting off topic. I'm getting off the ramp. Go ahead, DJ. Sorry. Angela Bassett, best biceps for a woman over 70.
Mm-hmm.
Is she over 70?
No. Not. Yeah, maybe. I don't know how.
Would you still hit it?
Who are you talking to?
Just anybody. Go ahead.
So just when she was nominated, I was like, that's nice. But I really didn't think the performance was what I consider Oscar-worthy. Not that it was bad. It's just one of those things. Again, this is a Marvel movie. I kind of consider it just kind of a, I hate to say, throwaway nomination. Now, was Jamie Lee Curtis's performance better? I don't know. I just felt like the movie in which it was in was more of something. Like I said, it was the year for that movie, so everyone who acted in Everything Everywhere All at Once was going to win, and I pretty much figured that out. So,
but do you think that's what should have happened, though?
Yeah, I don't think she should have won.
Who do you replace her with? What other movies was up there? John Major should have won an award for his performance in Loki.
That's not a movie. So, there you go.
So, did the Women's King win anything?
No, they were snubbed. They were not nominated. That was kind of a big thing this year. Woman King was not nominated for anything.
Was that a good movie?
That was a good movie.
Was it a lot of titties? Because, you know, they was in Africa. It was a woman.
But that still was a good movie, though.
I want to say it. Look, I mean, you know, when they see African people, it's usually a lot of titties about there.
I believe there was a snub. I believe Woman King did get snubbed. Not necessarily Viola Davis, because I think she did good, but I wouldn't have put her myself in the best leading actress category. I don't think she made that. But I do think they got snubbed for a lot of the other stuff, especially a lot of the technical awards. I think they could have been in it for editing and for cinematography, for hair and makeup. I think they definitely could have been in it for all of those categories. I think the young girl could have been part. She might have been able to make the best supporting actress. I don't think she would have won, but I think she should have got nominated. And I think the Danielle Dinweiler for Till, the lady who played Emmett Till's mom, I think she got snubbed because I think she definitely – I don't think she would have won, but I definitely think she was one of the best performances in the leading – for a leading woman all year. I don't think Angela Bassett got snubbed. I don't think it. Like, I think Angela Bassett had the – like the Heisman moment, like we see that all the time when someone does something, like that's a Heisman moment. Like she had that, but she didn't have enough behind it. She did a lot with what she had. They just didn't give her enough to work with. Where on the other hand, Jamie Lee Curtis, she didn't really have like a standout Heisman moment where you could point to it. Like when you're watching a movie or whatever, like that's it. That won it for her. But she did everything else great. Like she had to learn a different language. She had to be funny. She had to be sad. She had to be serious. Like, they gave her so much more to do, and she killed all of it. Whereas Angela Bassett, she had her one little scene. Not one little scene, but, you know, she had that one thing she had to focus on, and she knocked that out the park. I think they awarded the person who did the most instead of the person who just killed their one category they had to do.
Yeah.
Hey, did Viola Davis get arrested for killing her husband?
Shut up. Next question.
I just wrote it up. We never finished.
We haven't finished it. We only watched the first season. Don't tell me. I don't want to know. I will watch it one day.
I know she got away with it.
She better. She was teaching the course. I agree with Blur, like 100%. And thank you, because I think you verbalized what I was trying to say with Jamie Lee Curtis. Like, that was it. Like, she was like an assassin killer / mean tax terror. Plus, that was just one scene. / victim that got attacked. Like, It was like the whole range of everything that you could ask an actress to do, she basically had to do, and I thought it, and it was good. And while looking really bad, which had to be like,
I mean, she old.
Yeah, but she looks a lot better than that. Like,
look, she should have gotten an award for that strip scene in True Lies, because that was awful. And I just now it doesn't wasn't Jamie Lee Curtis the one who was born with a penis?
Y'all want to talk about that, huh?
I'm not such an...
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Jamie Lee Curtis was born with a dick, but she's not a dude.
She had both sexual parts, which happened
a lot. She bend it like Beckham.
I think is what... That's, at least that's what the... I don't know if that's, like, true or if that's just rumor. I think it was
true. Yeah, I think it was true. She was hermaphrodite.
But
so they cut the dick off.
Yeah.
But she has
Yeah. So anyway,
True Lies, great movie. She should have won for that. When she dropped the machine gun and they kept shooting, even though nobody's finger was on the trigger.
Great movie. But yeah,
I think it was nice that she won. Huh? I mean, for her, I think it was kind of, I won't say big that she won, but I think it was cool. Obviously, it's her first time winning an Academy Award, and it was big because she is I think she said in her speech, she's a genre actress. Like, she does comedies and horrors and action movies. Those really aren't the movies that usually get nominated, and those aren't usually the actors who get recognized. So, I mean,
right.
Auntie Angela Bassett didn't win, so that was not, but I'm still clapping that someone from the genre of the movie that I like, that they're starting to get recognized. I don't think it's always,
right,
like the race thing. They changed up, like, the board, the people who make up the Academy a couple years ago. Like, they changed it up to see who gets the vote, how you become a member. And I think it's really starting to show. And I think that's why we're starting to see more foreign movies and these different movies start to win.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like you said, Jamie Lee Curtis. I mean, wait, how old was she when she did Halloween? Like, 17?
Nepotism. Ain't her dad? Wasn't her dad in the movie?
She said her mom and her dad.
Nepotism.
But yeah, to be an actress for basically all of your adult life and to finally get an Academy Award.
Crazy.
I thought
be crazy. I give her props.
Yeah.
And you were born with a dick. Like she's accomplished. She's succeeded.
Goodbye.
I'm giving her props.
Did anyone watch any other Oscar-nominated movies? Did anyone else? Blur, I guess. Did you watch The Triangle of Sadness?
I did.
Did you like it?
I did not.
I thought it was great. I'd watch it again.
She
likes being depressed. No, it wasn't depressing. Other than the fact that they had people throwing up for basically 20 minutes.
Was that about the Bermuda Triangle?
No.
I'm asking. Triangle of Sadness. You've already explained to me what it was about. It's about a boat ride, right?
Yeah.
That went wrong?
Yeah.
Why couldn't that be in the Bermuda Triangle?
Okay, sure. It was in the Bermuda Triangle. It was. But that was the only thing. I was like, yo, this is, like, gratuitous. This is so gratuitous. Like, how much more poop and throw up can we take?
It's good Scrabble word.
But, gratuitous thing.
That's an 11-pointer.
No. But other than that, I thought it was a kind of cool movie. I kind of enjoyed it.
Let me ask y'all a question. And Max, feel free to hop in. New York, feel free to hop in. What Oscar movie was good this year?
Wait, what do you mean was good?
Do y'all think all the Oscar-nominated movies were good?
I haven't watched them. I only watched two. So
I feel like it's March Madness, and y'all wasn't really interested in it.
I mean, for the people who didn't watch, like, what can you name them? Can you give us some like context behind like which ones were nominated?
Yeah, or what or DJ C. Sarn, which movies were nominated? Hey, watch out background noise. Go
okay,
ahead,
as quick as I can. Everything, Everywhere, All at Once, which was about immigrant family who owns a
that's racist. How do you know they were immigrants? They were just Chinese.
They're Chinese. Yes, they're Chinese.
You tell me American Chinese people are. Do you not eat?
Did
China
you not see the flashbacks and they were in China?
I'm
so
sorry.
Anyway,
I shouldn't have interrupted. My apologies.
And that own a stereotypically laundry. Yes.
Shout
laundry.
Out to my man PT.
And
laundry
store. And family gets caught into the multiverse. Two is Triangle of Sadness. It's about a wealthy yacht cruise that goes horribly wrong, and there's a fight for survival that happens. There's Tar, which is about kind of the sexual power of a that happens in the concert world. It's a she's a Tar is a what is it? conductor.
The person who leads
yeah.
the orchestra. Yeah, conductor.
Yeah, conductor who uses that to basically be prey on women.
Boy.
They say it's good.
How you get bitches as a conductor?
That's just it. That was the thing. You know what?
I'm just saying. Yo,
goodbye. I don't.
They weren't preyed on. They just haven't had. They just haven't had sex.
What else, Blur? We have All Quiet on the Western Front, which is basically a remake of a 1940s, 1950s movie, mm-hmm. but it's about World War One, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No, I get them mixed up. World War One or World War Two? I don't even remember. The Germans, the one where the Germans left
were
lost.
Oh, okay. Well, that's World War Two.
Both of them.
Well, yeah. And we had what was the other one?
You got Top Gun Maverick, which is everybody knows what Top Gun is.
Oh,
Elvis.
Yeah, y'all know Top Gun. Yeah.
Maverick, I would watch again.
Which I don't know why that was nominated for Best Picture.
It was a good movie.
It was
it saved
not.
The movie theaters.
Would you watch it again?
Yeah.
Would you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nah, you're right. I wouldn't watch that again.
I wouldn't either.
It wasn't enough substance. Once they got caught behind enemy lines, and they kind of survived, and it started out in fighter jets, I was like, all right, y'all got a little wild.
Yeah. So I mean, it was good. I enjoyed it, but you know, whatever. And
Women Talking is a good movie. It's exactly what it sounds like. It's not action packed. It's none of that. It's just a bunch of women talking. It's like they're Amish or something. The women aren't allowed.
Men
and
to...
What was that?
I thought that was what 80 for Brady was about.
Go ahead, Blur.
Now, the women aren't allowed to learn how to read or write or nothing like that, but they, all the women and girls, they realize they're getting, they don't call it rape because they don't know what rape is, but they're getting raped in the middle of the night and they don't know what's going on until they catch one of the dudes doing it. And he snitches on a bunch of other dudes and he gets arrested. And then all the men in the village or whatever the town that they live in, they go to bail him out. But they on horse and buggies and stuff like that. They don't drive. So they're like, all right, it's going to take us 2 days to get there and get them back. By the time we get back, y'all have to forgive them. And so the whole movie is just those 2 days of the women deciding if they're going to forgive this guy or if they're going to stay with the men or what they're going to do. It's real intriguing, but, you know, I mean, you got to be into that. You got to be into, like, people having these type of philosophical discussions and stuff like, yo, what does it mean to forgive and all this other stuff. It's a deep movie. I liked it, but I'm like, all right, yeah, this ain't what you're going to see on a Saturday night.
Yeah, I heard it was pretty good. The Fablemans, which is basically Steven Spielberg's movie that he wrote about his family.
Stupid.
Which, why is it stupid?
It's just a Jewish story.
I don't know what it's about. I haven't seen it, but it's about his family. And there, but I don't know.
I like it. It's
Elvis,
about the movie, so I like that. But, you know, Hollywood loves movies that talk about Hollywood, so.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say Hollywood loves Jewish people.
Elvis is about Elvis. Avatar, The Way with Water, is the follow-up to Avatar.
Oh, we got to see that. I want to see that.
And the last one was Banshees of Inisherin, which is the Irish movie with Colin. What's his name?
Colin Farrell.
Yeah.
Farrell.
I saw the
breakup movie.
Yeah, that's a lot of movies I ain't seen. Jeez. I didn't think I seen any of them.
They all stink. Yeah.
And that's all. Did you like Banshees, Blur?
I did. I mean, I'm a Colin Farrell fan. I mean, it's funny. Again, this is one of those movies, like, I guess it depends on where you're at when you go into it. So you got to think these are Irish men, older Irish men who are, like, not supposed to show emotion, but they're going through a breakup. But they don't call it a breakup, per se. Well, they do. I think they actually do call it a breakup in the movie at some point. Like, so if you go into it looking at that, like, yo, these dudes, like, trying to express feelings and emotions without expressing feelings and emotions that they're breaking up. But they're not really in a relationship. It's just a friendship breakup. So I liked it. I thought it was cool.
Okay. But, yeah, so, like, the blockbusters is basically Avatar, if you watch that, Top Gun, and everything else was kind of indie, basically.
I just don't know how they be getting these bored-ass songs at the Oscars. I know there's a better song. I'm pretty sure there's a song on the Wakanda Forever track that's way better than that Rihanna Barnett song.
But that was the song that was.
I know someone chose that as a single, but I swear there's another song in there that's probably more jam than that. That Black Panther soundtrack was fire. There's got to be better songs out here.
That first Black Panther soundtrack was fire. This second one, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
I hate that Rihanna song. I ain't even before. I do not like that thing at all.
And I would love to know if some of these songs, is this a new category, best song for an Oscar?
No. It is not. It's best original.
Because there's no way Kid and Play didn't win for best song.
What's the song? I've been going up. Let's have a house party. I don't know what you came to do.
I came to take something. What was Ralph Tresvant?
Ralph Tresvant.
I mean, Ralph, what's his name?
I thought it was, that was Tony.
Tony. What's his real name?
Raphael Sadiq.
Like, these are some terrible songs.
They weren't that great.
I mean, I can't even front. I can't even disagree with you. I think this was probably a down year for best song. I can't even front.
Yeah. I mean, other than the one that won, I mean, if you like.
What won? Asian?
RRR. Yes.
Indian. Not Asian. Well, I guess India. Is that Asian?
It is Asian, but yeah.
I feel like the Hamilton joints disappropriate our culture. Aren't you?
That's a Tony.
That's a Tony. That's not an Oscar.
Mm-mm. Well, I mean, depending on which one. But, yeah, it's a Tony.
All right. Well, that's a good show. We got to get on out of here. Shout out to my family. I had two uncles die in a week. And I called my grandmother, and she said, I'm so glad that you didn't grow up to be a faggot. And I said, Mama, you can't say that no more. And she was like, well, I don't mean it in gay. I mean, like, just soft. Because when your grandfather was talking to y'all, and I said, and he said, stop acting like a faggot. And I told him, you can't say faggot because you're a faggot. And I said, Mama, we can't say that anymore. And she was like, but I don't mean it by gay people. And I said, it doesn't matter. So shout out to my 8-year-old grandmother who still doesn't understand that we can't say the F word anymore. And I just, you know what? It's a different time, and we can't be mad at old people. It's just how I feel like when I meet an old white person. I expect them to be racist, and I'm not mad at them. It's just people our age who are in the 40s. If you're racist, I'm disappointed in you because you had the internet and you can read. So you shouldn't be racist, and you shouldn't say that word anymore. But we're out of here, man. Fun first time on Twitch. Not sure how it worked out. My nephew, shout out to Jiggy Fletch. I think he tapped out on us a while ago. But he was putting some good comments in there. I forgot to hit record until about 20 minutes ago. So we missed about an hour and a half of the show. But we're going to work on it. So we're going to get out of here. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. Please, again, forgive us for some of the technical difficulties. We'll work on it to get it better. But we out of here. We'll catch y'all next week. I think that's about all the housekeeping that I got to do. Thanks for joining the offer. We'll catch you next week. DJ C-Sire, you got anything to say to the people before we roll?
Have a good weekend.
M-Max, you got anything to say to the people before we roll?
Nah, man, life is precious, man. Kiss and hug loved ones. Don't be afraid to show your feelings. See y'all next week.
All right. Very emotional. I like it. Blur, what you got?
Shout out to old racist people, man. Love it. I can't wait to become one, man. That's like my goal in life, to get to that age where can't nobody say nothing to you. You just do whatever you want and say whatever you want. So shout out to Grandma Gunn and her racist self. Oh, not racist. Homophobic self, yeah. Like shout out to her, man. Love it. As far as Oscar talk, man, Morgan Freeman got a movie coming out, man. Everybody should go see it. It looks really dope. I think if they nominate it, I think he's got a chance of winning the Oscar next year. So Morgan Freeman might get a third Oscar.
I gotta say this in quick seconds. Grandma Gunn is dead. It was Grandma Gilliam. Two, Morgan Freeman fucked a little kid. You wanna support his movie? Three, Blur put in the chat a person with no arms called a black person a nigger, and the black person kicked him in the chest, and he said the black person was wrong. Real quick, DJ C-Sign, are you wrong for kicking somebody with no arms if they called you a nigger?
Nope.
And Maxer, are you wrong for kicking somebody with no arms if they called you a nigger?
Nah, son. Watch your mouth.
New York, are you wrong for kicking somebody with no arms if they called you a nigger?
Not at all.
Blur, second, tell me why you think that you disagree with all of us. Because you think that we shouldn't be kicking somebody with no arms.
Yes, I do think you shouldn't be kicking somebody with no arms. I'm not saying that calling you a nigger ain't a reason to whoop their ass. I just think you got to put things in context. Like, if somebody... First of all, it was a woman with no arms who was about half the size of the dude who kicked her. So keep that in context. Like, I think for somebody like that, you got to raise the bar a little bit before you get to the whoop ass category. Like, before you get to that line, anyone, like, all right, you know what? Any normal person, I whoop their ass for calling me that. But I see you've been dealt a bad hand. I'm going to give you a little leeway.
Mm-mm. Just because you say, well, she's a woman doesn't mean that that's what she classifies herself as. Hey, New York, take us out. Have a safe trip, and we're going to get out of here. On you, New York.
On you. Look, I'm going to keep it short and sweet. Whoever was looking for that $87 million shipment of cocaine is probably pissed off right now over the nut. I'm glad we back on the air. You know what I mean? Look forward to the conversation next week. Definitely going to check out the Twitch stream next week. Be in front of my computer, so yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
All right, we out.